The Vienna Boys Choir is one of the world's most famous and beloved choirs, and also one of the world's oldest musical institutions. Boys have been harmonizing at Vienna's Imperial Chapel since at least 1296. The young singers perform worldwide and will have their charmed presence in our region this holiday season. I'm Jana Lee Ross of WHRO-FM. I recently spoke with the choir's dramaturg and archivist, Dr. Tina Breckfold, whose delightful combination of an effervescent sense of humor, steel trap mind, and dedication to nurturing the talent of the choristers on the road and at home in Vienna has sustained her career of over 25 years as dramaturg and archivist for the choirs. She is the expert on the care and cultivation of the talented and skilled Vienna choristers. What is the process for one to become a Vienna chorister, the audition process? How do they achieve this?
Well, there are different ways to join the choir. Some boys, the boys from Vienna, some of them have been with us basically since kindergarten. We have a kindergarten that we run in conjunction with the city of Vienna. And we have a primary school, which we've had for absolute yonks, I think, since 1991. That's sort of one way to join the choir. And usually the boys who are in our primary school don't really notice that they're auditioning or anything like that because they're being eased into it. In the fourth year of primary school, we ask them to try out boarding because we tour extensively and that can be difficult for children. We want them to be used to the group and to like the group and be sort of part of the bigger family, as it were, so that the only thing that is new for them when they really join the choir is the touring. And another way would be if you don't live in Vienna or if you're even from abroad, that at age 9, typically, you would come for an audition. We would then test sort of hearing. That's probably more important at that age than the voice per se. I mean, we like a nice voice as well, and we like it to be healthy. But the ear is almost more important because if someone can listen to whatever they're hearing and then adapt their voice accordingly, that's sort of more than half the battle. Other things can be taught, and we take it from there. And if everything seems to be good, then we would have a chat to the family and find out what their expectations are from the school and to see if that sort of matches with what we offer. You know, we want to know that the child is right for us and we are right for the child, because the idea is that they're meant to thrive. You know, we try and enable them to find their own voice and sort of develop all of their talents as best as possible.
Okay, so the boys are ages 10 to 14, correct, in the choir?
That's correct, yeah.
So what happens when a boy turns 14, and what do they go on to do after that?
We have a full program of schooling right up to university entrance exams. They can continue at our school. We have what we call a campus. Anyone who's been in the boys' choir can elect to continue his studies. It's the same curriculum that any school in Austria offers that sort of does that kind of secondary education right up to university level.
Do many of the choristers go on to a profession in music, do you find?
Yes, I find about a third of them, which I think is really high, continue as professional musicians.
We're speaking with Dr. Tina Breckfold, archivist and dramaturg for the Vienna Boys Choir. The Virginia Arts Festival presents the Vienna Boys Choir this Thursday, December 12th through Saturday, December 14th, with concerts in Richmond, Williamsburg, and Norfolk. Tickets are available at vafest.org. There are 90 Vienna boys divided into four choirs. Dr. Tina Breckfold explains how the boys are sorted into their individual choirs, where they will remain from age 10 until age 14.
The boy choirs, we've got four of them. So the 90 choristers are split up into four groups.
Ah, okay.
Who kind of share the touring. We're a bit like either the Cirque du Soleil or Hogwarts, you know, whichever you...
kind of a combination, yeah. Perhaps.
Yes, a combination of those things. For us to be able to distinguish them internally, we've called them after four composers who've had a lot to do with our history. You've got a choir that's named after Mozart and another one that's named after Schubert, who was a chorister, another one that's named after Haydn, who was also a chorister, a fourth one that's called after Anton Bruckner, who was a teacher of the boys.
All right, so it is sort of like House Slytherin, House...
Absolutely, yes, and I'll have you know that once a boy is sorted into his choir, they identify with that to such an extent, like I suppose you would if you were Gryffindor or Hufflepuff.
The Virginia Arts Festival presents the iconic Vienna Boys Choir this holiday season. You have three opportunities to hear the choristers of Vienna with concerts in Richmond, Williamsburg, and Norfolk. Tickets are available at vafest.org. I'm Jana Lee Ross of WHRO-FM. A recent quote about the choirs. Their voices soared and sparkled and delivered their musical message of peace. Music unites. It does not divide. We're speaking with Dr. Tina Breckfeldt about the Vienna Boys Choir. She's served as dramaturg and archivist for the choirs for over 25 years and regularly witnesses this unifying power firsthand.
Interesting, too, when the war in Ukraine started, we from one day to the other, we had like 10 Ukrainian refugees of all different ages, boys and girls, in the different classes and choirs. And in one of the choirs, there was a Russian boy. And the Russian boy immediately started translating for the Ukrainians and started sort of helping them with anything they needed, which I thought was amazing. It's exactly what you think should be happening on this planet.
We've got this quote from the press. The voices delivered their musical message of peace. Music unites, it does not divide.
It does, and it's wonderful to see that at work. And, you know, there's some hope if you have in a young generation. They learn in our school, because it's sort of like a little cosmos in itself, they do learn how society works, and they learn that a society only works if it works together. If the goal of that society is, in this case, to make music together, that's one of the best goals you could have for a group of people.
Are they rowdy?
Can be. They can be a little bit boisterous, I should say. They are very energetic. There's some quiet ones, of course, in each of those groups, but on average, they are spirited, they are energetic, and we quite like that because, you know, if they have a lot of energy, the musicianship is usually better. They express themselves in the singing. That's what you see. Children never fake that. They give it all they've got. That's sort of the part, I think, that wins the crowd, and that's what engages people. That's also the magic of it. You know, you've got these little kids who pour everything they've got. They pour themselves into their music. That way they kind of reach out to the audience, and that comes back from the audience, you know, and the boys thrive on that. Those 2 hours that you have in a concert, it's like on a journey or whatever. It's you've got this community, the audience and the artists, they're sort of one. They belong to each other for the time. That's sort of magic.
Thank you so much to Dr. Tina Breckvolt, longtime dramaturg, archivist, and all-around aficionado on the wondrous young singers from Austria, the Vienna Boys Choir. The Virginia Arts Festival presents the Vienna Boys Choir in 3 concerts this week. Thursday, December 12th at the River Road Baptist Church in Richmond, Friday, December 13th at St. Bede's Catholic Church in Williamsburg, and at Norfolk's Harrison Opera House on Saturday, December 14th. Tickets and information are available at vafest.org.